Welcome back to Allie's Alluring Hour. Before jumping into the next musical jam of the night, I'd like to have a heart-to-heart conversation with y'all. As you know, I've been your voice of reason for all things love-related. Answering your questions has helped me in ways you will never truly know. For those devoted to tuning into my broadcasts, you'll remember the many stories I said about my own romantic interest. I'll summarize for the newcomers. The first week I started working here, I had to learn how to take phone calls. Listeners would dial the radio station number, and we'd have a chat on air. One of those callers was a gentleman that I've fallen head over heels for. If I can give you one of my patented pieces of Allie advice, it's this. Don't call for love. Love calls you, and you better be ready to pick up. Who knows? It might just change your life. Anyway, I've rambled on for long enough. I've got some plans that are just so tied up at the moment. So I'll be letting some records play until dawn. This is Allie signing off with Jim Croce's newest hit, I'll Have to Say I Love You, in a song.
Jeez, I just couldn't wait to turn off my microphone. Good thing I gagged you. I know, sweetie. Shh, I know. But I had to. I didn't want my listeners to catch on. Let's take it off, alright? That's better, isn't it?
Hey! Stop yelling! I said, stop!
A good radio booth tends to be soundproof. And this is a really good radio booth. So please don't make this harder than it has to be. Okay? No. Shh. You had your chance to talk. Just nod if you understand. I hope it's not too chilly in here. I had to remove your clothes. Make sure you weren't carrying anything that could poke me. Well, there is still one thing that could. Mind if I sit on your lap? Run my fingernails across your chest. Down, down, down. Right? Your cock is so warm. I know my hands are cold. Let me just get up close to your ear. So you can think of my warm breath on your neck instead. Let's play a little game. I'll ask a question, you nod, yes or no. If you're telling the truth, I'll keep stroking this gorgeous cock. But if you're lying to me, I'll lightly squeeze your balls. Don't move. I promise I won't hurt you. First question, do you listen to me every time I go on air? Good boy. I know you. I can tell when you're saying the truth. And you did. Shh. No speaking. For now. Just enjoy my gentle touch. Now, I guess we can move on to the second question. Have you had fantasies of fucking me? You have? God, I'd love to hear them, but... Oh, you can't talk. That's right. How about this? I'll get this beautiful cock nice and wet with a little spit. Up. and you can close your eyes. Imagine you're fucking me. Pounding my pussy. What do you like? Do you like when I stroke it up and down like this? Or do you prefer when I focus on just the tip? That got a reaction. Are you sensitive? I bet you are. Here's where the real fun starts. Time for the last question. You better stay honest on this one. After spiking my drink, would you have raped me? Wrong answer. Does this hurt? Funny how fearful a man gets when a woman has him by the balls. What am I to you, exactly? I saw my picture in your wallet. I'm your obsession, aren't I? You want me so bad. It never occurred to you that I could possibly want you to? That you could have had me if you just asked? No? Please tell me you're joking. Seriously? I arranged the contest. All of it. The winner wasn't random. It was always meant to be you. And do you understand why we're the only ones here tonight? I planned for us to. I love you. I wanted to show you how much I do. But instead, you tried to take advantage of me. I was the one meant to be in this chair. Was that the plan? Shame. I enjoy getting tied up. I'll give you what you want. My body, right? You want to fuck me? All right. Well, fuck. I'll take my jeans off. Look at my panties. This is your favorite color, isn't it? Of course it is. See, hang on. Let me pull these to the side. You know, I also know a lot about you. I know that you're a sucker for a girl that looks over her shoulder. So, you're just gonna sit tight. Not that you have much of a choice. Then, I'll tease my pussy with your cock. Just the tip. Push my lips apart. Then I lower myself down. Keep going until your cock is nestled deep inside me. And then I look over my shoulder. Look at my lips. These lips that love to talk to you. My listener. You ready to hear me moan as I ride you? I bet you are. Be a good boy and listen closely. Holy shit. I'm fucking my number one fan. There's still this thing that bugs me. After you would have had your way with me, what then? Allie's alluring hour. The host of a love segment on the radio. Do you know how it feels to talk to people about their relationship? I was lonely and miserable. My heart ached for romance. And you would have raped me? I know you followed me around. At work, at home. I oddly found it charming because... Fuck. I love you. That's why... But to use me? Nah. That won't do. So, here's the deal. I get to come. And you? You don't get the satisfaction of coming. I'm in control. Not you. Got it? Stay hard for me. Like a good boy. Such a sweet boy. Fuck, this feels so good. What are you doing? Hey, stop moving around back there. Wait. How do you untie yourself? Oh, fuck. No, no, no. This is bad, man. This is bad. Your arms are on my chest. Please, 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 please. Stop thrusting so hard. Oh, God, I can't. I'm in control. I'm... Why is my mind going blank? I'm so close. If you continue, I... Huh? Why did you stop? Keep going. I'm almost there. Okay. I'm sorry. But you're no saint either. Do I have to remind you about spiking my drink? You should have paid more attention which glass was yours. You're fucking me after all. Right? Please. I really need to come. Fine. You're in control. Just fuck. Me. That's it. More. Take your lustful frustrations out on me. Make me your little slut. Guns. You right on the edge. You better not stop. Come inside me. I don't think it's a good idea. I'm not on the pill. Fine. I don't care. Come and tie me if you need to. Just don't. I'm right there. You can feel you throw me. It's driving me crazy. I'm close. I'm killing. My body can't stop shaking. Let me catch my breath. God. Did that really happen? Wipe that dumb smile off your face. You're not off the hook just because you made me come on your cock. You really did come inside me. I know what I said. I was just lost in the moment. That's all. You should have pulled out. So what now? I mean, what are we? I can't just ignore tonight. Be yours? You know, for a first date, this was a pretty lousy one. Uh-huh. You got my drink wrong. You didn't stay tied up. Didn't even kiss me once. I... That's a start. I'm still in control. This, I'm letting you have your fun. If we're a couple, I... No. The light is flashing. Oh, God. I never muted my microphone. Hi. This isn't what it sounds like. Let's hit play properly this time and mute this darn thing. Oh, my God. I'm so fired. I'm so fucked. God, I'm such an idiot! That's my boss calling. Hello?
Allie, the National Broadcasters Association's are gonna have my ass.
Sir, I know. I'm deeply sorry. I didn't mean to...
The ratings will speak for themselves. Fuck 'em. That's what I'll say.
The ratings?
They're through the roof. That's why I drive a convertible. I knew this day would come.
Wow, that's... There's thousands of listeners.
Hell, never mind the convertible. I'm trading in for a limousine. And so are you, sweetheart. Your name will be plastered on billboards. You're already the hottest thing in town. About time these folks realize it.
Slow down, sir. I don't understand.
Allie's alluring hour. That romance crap. Get, we're moving up. I want you and your male friend on air, getting it on. You understand me? Just let big old me think of a name for your new segment.
A new segment?
Oh, don't sweat the details. You'll still talk for an hour and then play those songs until morning. Unless things get all hot and steamy in that booth. The longer you let those horny toads listen, the higher our ratings. Oh, I'm salivating just thinking about it.
I need to lay down a bit first. Can I call you back?
Do what you gotta do, sweetheart. I'll tell these bigwigs we're airing a new show, whether they like it or not. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. I have no idea what just happened. I don't know. I think I still have my job. And maybe you do, too. Look, you should just dress back up and leave. We can talk about us later. I need to process what just happened. Yeah, I'm fine, I promise. I love you. Call me, will you?